Chapter 5, Section 1, A Paradox. In these first few chapters, we have learned a little of what God is like. As we progress, we will learn more, but we need to stop and compare a couple of God's characteristics with man's new predicament. It is helpful to understand that just as God established physical laws to govern the universe, so there are spiritual laws that govern the relationship between God and man. Knowing these laws is not difficult, and they help make sense of life and death. First, let's look at man's situation. Centuries ago in the Middle East, when one incurred a debt, a handwritten certificate of debt was drafted so that the parties involved would not forget the amount payable. Those who were unable to pay their debt were considered criminals under the full penalty of the law. The Bible says that on the moral ledger, sin incurs a debt. We are now faced with a law called
the law of sin and death, Romans 8:2b.
That law says
the soul who sins shall die, Ezekiel 18:20a, New King James Version.
Our debt can only be paid with death. The question then remains, are we able to pay that debt? The answer is a qualified yes, we can pay it, but it will be paid with our own death. To a certain extent, it is true that we can pay the sin debt with our own death. But since that death exists for eternity, it's hard to call it paid, for the transaction is never completed. To pay it, we must bear the full consequences of death in all its three-part meaning. Frankly, most thinking people find themselves very reluctant to pay. The problem is this. The debt is not imaginary. We must pay. It's our debt. We created it with our sin. Mankind is in a dilemma. Looking at things from God's perspective, we see the Bible says that God, by His very nature, is just.
He is the rock. His works are perfect, and all His ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong, upright, and just is He. Deuteronomy 32:4.
This means God deals fairly and equally. He doesn't cheat or administer distorted justice. He is honest and truthful. God enforces the laws of the universe as an impartial judge. In this case, man as a sinner is confronted with paying his own sin debt. Man must die. If God did not enforce the law, He would be breaking His own rule, and He would no longer be honest, fair, and just. But God is also loving. God shows kindness to man in spite of his sin. That undeserved kindness is called grace. A paradox comes with these two characteristics of God's nature. To be completely just, God must enforce man's payment of the sin debt. Man must die. But God is loving. He has no desire to destroy man. Both qualities of His character are equal. God is not more loving than He is just. So how can God maintain justice by punishing man for his sin and still be loving? The attributes are in conflict with each other. We have a paradox. But God is not helpless. He has a solution. We will see that God judges all sin, either here on the earth or after physical death. He is 100% consistent on that score. But then the other characteristic of God's personality comes into play. Though we deserve to die, God shows us mercy. Graciously, lovingly, He provides a way for man's sin debt to be paid in order that man can escape the death penalty. The words mercy and grace overlap in meaning in the Bible. They are almost inseparable. To one extent or another, they both carry the idea of undeserved kindness. So, how does God judge sin and provide a way of escape at the same time? We will study that in the following chapters. One last thing before we move on. The Bible says that pride is what caused Satan to rebel. We often look at pride as being a good thing, but the Bible says pride is what keeps us from coming to God for help. We are often too proud to humble ourselves and say that We need God.
God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. 1 Peter 5:5b. 5, 5b.